2024, Ramsey County Board of Commissioners work session. And then I'd like to refer to Commissioner Balance, give us notification, also pledge.
Let's pray. Oh heavenly and gracious God, we come now to say thank you. We thank you for allowing us to see another day that we've never seen before. We ask that you continue to bless us with your grace and your mercy. And God, now that we gather here to conduct business on behalf of our county, God, we invite you to be in the midst also. God, we ask now that you just bless our hearts and minds, help us to make good sound decisions. We thank you for those present by way of Zoom. And God, we just love you, we bless you, and we ask that you have your way in this meeting. Jesus, amen.
Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, Mr. Balance. We have a roll call, please.
Yes. Commissioner Ronald Wesley.
Present.
Commissioner Michael White.
Present.
Commissioner Corey Ballard Senior.
Present.
Commissioner Ronald Robertson.
Present.
Commissioner John Trent.
Present.
County Manager Juan Vaughn II.
Present.
Thank you.
Next on the agenda, so we approve to February 5th, 24th minutes for open and closed session. Sure, everybody's read those over the week. If you have, and if you have a motion, please. Information that we approve those as amended, not, sent to some hand out. Yes. Thank you, Mr. Wesley, is your second?
Second.
Okay, we have second, Mr. Balance, of course, Mr. Wesley, all favor say aye.
Aye.
Thank you very much. Motion approved.
Are we caught up on minutes? Sorry, are we caught up on minutes?
No.
Approve 2023 report of unpaid taxes for real and personal property and order to advertise 2023 tax claims. The judge here. Snuck in.
They might have been there.
Yeah, you want to get a look today at what you got?
Yeah. I just say this is the 2023 report of unpaid real and personal property order to advertise. As of the end of January, real property was delinquent $1,030,595.56. Personal property was $115,930.96. For a total of $1,146,526.52. That is approximately $182,000 higher than same time last year.
What is your percentage of collections this year versus last year? Do you have that?
I don't have that.
Yeah. If the things you want to do, that makes it around the same time.
Correct.
Or 22, like.
Correct.
Right. So they increase and delinquency, what is that just based on economy, based on people, you know? How do you do?
That is some of unexpected non-payments when taxpayers have not paid.
We knew that it was one large one, we brought that in. So that amount in itself would have been.
We would have been better than last year. The next after that is the board's order to advertise the taxes.
Yeah. I really need a motion on that. Can I make a motion as far as advertising tax claims? And as far as what day will we do?
Once you give the order, I've got to give a 30-day notice.
Okay, right. So we're talking, we're.
First of April.
The first of April. Okay. All right, can I have a motion on this, please?
I'll make a motion that we advertise the property, unpaid property claims, the little bit paid for first.
Okay, is there a second?
Second.
I'll give it first by Mr. Robinson, a second by Mr. Balance, all favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Okay. You need a second for that?
Yeah, she can do it, but Sean, I can cheat on him.
Okay, next on the agenda, we flood mitigation update by Chris Shelburne and site planning and development.
Thank you. Been a little while since I've been to the camp, so John invited me to give you guys an update on where things stand. Some of you may recall after the storms in 2016, the county and town kind of got together to move forward in mitigation. There was a Hurricane Matthew project that about half of the applications got funded, and we in 2018 started that project once it was funded by FEMA. As it stands right now, 9 elevations have been completed and 33 acquisitions, demolitions have been completed. Those were all residential properties. There are currently 4 properties waiting for FEMA approval, which they're held up in the State Historic Preservation Office right now. We're hoping to have that approval on those 4 properties in April. And we would move forward on those immediately because we are in the closeout phase of this project. It needs to be closed out by itself. We reapplied for properties that were not funded the first round because Hurricane Florence had money available. Even though Hurricane Florence didn't impact the town in terms of the flooding, there was leftover money because there were some communities that were impacted by both. So there was already mitigation happening when Hurricane Florence came and hit properties again. So we resubmitted a number of properties, mainly the commercial side that was not funded the first go around because they prioritized residential. So that is an ongoing project. To date, it's about 20. Properties total. To date, we've got 16 title opinions in, we've got 13 surveys, 15 appraisals. There's a handful of properties that we won't need appraisals on because they're municipal. There's 3 properties held up right now from historic evaluation. They were here, I believe, about a week and a half ago from State Historic Preservation Office reviewing those properties just to document their historic value. Based on the appraisals that we received, we have submitted those to the state, and the state is working on additional funds requests. It's going to be about 25% more than what they funded originally. So the good thing is that the state has told us that the money is there. That's not a problem. It's just a matter of getting requests in and getting that approval. Once they submit the request, they expect it to take about 30 to 45 days for that approval, and then the state will send it on to the town for the ability to go make offers. We kind of have our hands tied right now for making offers because we can't guarantee that the money's there to buy the property. But we don't want to make an offer until we know that it's there. And that's got to go back to FEMA because most of the appraisals broke out.
Let me ask you a question. So as far as these businesses that have the commercial properties, I assume they're businesses, and I think you would include the trailer park also?
Yes.
That's commercial also? Right. And you said that within the next 30, 45 days, the state's going to be making offers?
Well, it's the town making offers. What I'm saying is that the state said that they are putting the additional funds request together. That goes to FEMA. Okay? Based on the appraisals.
Mm-hmm.
The town's got to sign that. you know, once they kind of finish putting it together.
So
we haven't gotten that back from the state yet to sign.
All right, but that will tell how much money total they're going to give you.
Right.
So you guys are here. Not you guys. The town is guaranteed.
Right.
They're going to get the money back.
Exactly. So we just got to kind of, you know, make sure that FEMA has signed off on the amount that's going to be offered based on those appraisals. And then it'll come back to the state that approval, and then the state will notify the town of the approval, and then we can make the offers.
Okay.
We've got all the backup documentation in terms of the title opinion surveys, appraisals, things like that.
Right.
So we can make those offers as soon as we get word from the state.
Okay. And how long do you think that's going to take, Lisa?
Well, the state's telling us it would take FEMA 30 to 45 days once they get the letter. They're putting the letter together, and then the town got to sign it. We're hoping maybe that gets signed in the next couple of weeks. So 30 to 45 days from then for their approval.
Okay. So, I'm sorry. When the town's going to make an offer?
They would make individual offers on the properties based on those appraised amounts.
And so the people that, for example, had businesses, trailer parks, whatever was in the commercial realm, will have an offer made to them by the town of Lawrence, correct?
Exactly.
Okay. And that should be 30 to 45 days, approximately. I'm not trying to bend you.
Yeah.
Position. I'm just trying to get some feel. It's been going on for 7 years now, 8 years. So.
Yeah. And that's what I think there's a little bit of the tough thing for a lot of those people is, you know, they weren't funded at all.
Right.
These people were not funded at all through Matthew.
Yeah.
So they didn't get funded until, you know, it was really 2021 when we got the grant agreement moving forward with those properties. So there was a pretty big gap there in terms of the time period that we weren't working on it. We were just trying to get funding, you know. So now we're working on it. We've done that, the backup documentation, and now we're submitting that back to the state. There's a couple of properties that we can move forward with because they're under budget, but the problem is when we're running the properties, and they're not high-value properties. A lot of properties are twice as much, 40% more than what the budget allowed. Now, the budget was based on tax value plus a multiplier. So it could be that because the tax values were lowered after the flood, because of the values were actually less, that's why the values were less than what the appraised amounts, because we're appraising them based on pre-flood. So it's just a matter of time, us getting the money set aside.
Okay, good morning. I'll see you in a minute. I'm one of the victims. Anyway, it's been a minute, like Chairman Trent said, with the flood coming through, and people have been displaced need to, you know, tell them, know exactly, you know, where y'all are with funding their loss. Especially, you know, we got the lighthouse owned by Juanita Cakes, and then you got Spivey's Mobile Home Park. They got a lot of the other groups. You know, these guys have been waiting a long time. And would it be, and you know, piggybacking on Chairman Trent, would you think August will be a good day to say, hey, everything will be cleared up? And that's,
yeah,
like, that's it, 6 months down the road.
In terms of offers made and then properties under contract, and then it's a matter of the attorneys doing the closings, which, you know, we're most likely going to have a number of properties kind of at one time to close on. We have two different attorneys working on it. So that should help expedite things. We have to get money back as we're spending it. So there's, you know, there's that process as well. But I don't see why we can't, based on the first project, round one, so to speak, you know, we were able to move through and acquire most of the properties within a 4 to 6 month period, and then work on the reimbursements and then work on the demolitions, you know, once we did that, you know. So I don't see why we wouldn't be able to do that this time around, so that, you know, my goal at this point, if the state comes through with the money within the next couple of months, would be to have all these properties torn down by the end of the year.
Chris, I'm going to get back to the question. You said there are four properties right now waiting for approval.
On map, yes.
And then 24 is resubmitted.
Under Florence.
So, why do we have a list of those properties? Do you have a list? I know the town does. Do you? I don't think so. Chris, we need to get the list.
Yeah, we have a spreadsheet that we're keeping that I can share with the county manager.
My major one. Both ones were 24 that have been resubmitted. They were originally submitted. So
yes.
The reason they didn't get approved was what? Just funding? Or what?
Yeah. So there was a couple of residential properties that didn't get approved for a variety of reasons. Like one was vacant at the time. They looked at it from a different lens during Matthew, because the request that came in was more than they had funding.
So
the second go around with Florence, they have more funding than they have requests. So they looked at it from a different lens. So all of a sudden, the commercial properties were, hey, all of a sudden we have money for those. Some of these residentials that got kicked out the first go around, all of a sudden we got money for those.
So the only reason they were kicked out was the lending money? Is that the only reason?
Yes.
So what assurance do we have now that they're going to be resubmitted? That they're still going to be actually funded. We didn't even know that.
Well, Florence was actually a higher value storm. And so the way the multiplier works for flood mitigation assistance is you get a percentage of what the total damage was for mitigation. So because of Florence hitting some of the same areas, Robeson County, Bladen County, a lot of those areas that got hit twice, there was already mitigation properties in the pipeline from Matthew. So if they were already being funded, they didn't need more money for those same properties. So that left money on the table to be able to do.
I just want to be clear to our citizens.
Right.
If they are ones who are being resubmitted, is there a guarantee?
They're already approved.
They're
already approved. We're just asking for additional money to match what the appraised value.
But are we confident that the money will be available? I mean, can we say to these people, yes, you are going to get compensation?
Based on our conversation with the state 2 weeks ago, yes.
So these are changes from the last meeting I had with you, which was about a month ago. So in the last 2 weeks, there has been a total change.
We had a meeting with the state since that meeting.
Exactly.
Yes.
So the whole mindset has changed in this last meeting.
Yes.
From the time that me, you, Alan, and I forget who else was in the meeting, but Juan, okay, there has been a whole mindset change in the state, okay, as far as, okay, these guys are going to get funded. We're going to get them the money, right? Okay.
There was some, we were unsure at that meeting between the town and the county, but after that, we had a meeting with the state, and they gave us assurances that they would submit this additional funds request, and they said there's no problem, there's money there.
Okay, so what you're saying is, and again, I'm just trying to make sure this is accurate information, and I know you were taking good notes in this, okay, that in 30 to 45 days, there should be offers on the tables for these people.
That's after the letter is submitted. The letter has not been submitted by the state to FEMA yet.
Okay.
Because we're dealing with three different levels here. We got the local level, where the offers are being made from. We got the state level, who is in between. They are the ones that have to communicate with FEMA. We don't communicate directly.
Okay.
We have to go through the state.
But once that
once the state submits that to FEMA, they're saying it should take 30 to 45 days for FEMA to approve it and send it back to the state. State has to send it back to us.
Okay, so you're talking about 2 or 3 months then.
I would say 2 or 3 months.
So 2 to 3 months, we should be feel safe that the citizens will be getting offers from the town of Windsor, okay, correct? All right.
Yes.
Because you guys will be assured that you'll be getting your money back, or the town will be getting the money back, okay? And so that will be what it comes. But it seems like after we had our meeting, our conversation 2 weeks ago, a month ago, 2 weeks after that, you had another meeting. It seemed like the whole world had changed, because when we had that meeting, it was kind of bleak at that time. Okay.
We were unsure at that point, and you know, I did want to get into some of the municipal properties as well, because I think that's something that's related to this board. But one of the discussions we had at that time was that there is some money in the budget that is not going to be utilized, because the town owns a few properties and the county owns one.
And it sounds like we had a meeting that it went back to the state. You guys took it back to the state, and the state found the money to cover the commercial.
They said that there's not a problem getting additional Florence money based on the supporting documentation that we provided.
And the offers will be made to these business owners and the commercial will be on all of them, correct?
That's right.
Okay.
I have a question. Now, so I'm counting four rated for approval, 24 we submitted. The VAT 28 total represent all of the properties that were approved.
That were approved, right. Yes. But there, that does not represent all the properties that were submitted initially. I think it was 105 properties in the original application. Some of those were not resubmitted for a variety of reasons. They may have changed ownership. They may have been utilized and not in. All of a sudden, they're not interested in the buyout or anything like that.
I would confident that all of those others who were originally on the list didn't get approved. Understand why, where they stand.
Yes.
Okay. Another nice part. Where do you stand with, what is your connection with NC Rebuild, who is in fact took properties from that list, right?
Yeah.
And work. And we still have almost 40 additional houses to be built from NC Rebuild.
So Rebuild went and did their own thing.
Right.
Okay, so it has nothing to do with the town or the county. So they basically set up their own project at the state level and took some properties off of that initial list. They had some additional properties that they identified as well through the intake centers that they had. And they've been going down the road themselves, and that's a multi-regional thing, so that, you know, that's not just Bertie County, but it's multiple counties. So they're operating that at a more of a like a regional level.
Here's
in terms of their construction.
If in fact all of those who applied and who were approved, we understand where they stand, right? So not only that, would I like to get the list of those 28, I'd like to get the list of all of those others who applied and were not approved, because we can then go to NC Rebuild, who's still looking for houses, and their criteria is different.
Yeah.
Okay, they're even taking into consideration other forms of disaster that affect fire, all kinds of things, right? So if we can get that list, I can get that list to NC Rebuild. They're still owing us almost 40 homes.
One thing I'll say about that is the majority of residential properties were done from that original list, because they prioritized residential.
Yep, yep.
So the ones that were not resubmitted were typically commercial properties that had already kind of reinvested in the property. So they weren't interested. You know, by the time we were resubmitting, you know, there were just some dropouts that
give us a list. Give us a list of those who were on the application that didn't get approved. Give us a list of them, right? So we know. Let me see Rebuild.
Right.
So that conversation will be brought up to us. Okay.
Which we did do that when they had the intake centers. We had some properties that didn't make the buyout list for whatever reason. Maybe they didn't apply in time or something. So we referred them to Rebuild at the time, years ago.
Oh, yeah.
You know, we were doing that actively when Rebuild was active here.
The reason I ask for this is because they admitted doing the number that they took. There's additional money. So I want to make sure we have any on that list to apply, right? Who did not get approved, did not get funded. I want them to take a look at every one of them.
Yeah, we'll go back and look at it. Make sure that there's no loose ends there.
I think I would like to see that all the displacees and our clients get it up to date for them so that they would know where you guys are with the money that is owed to them.
Yeah.
And that would save a lot of post office talk, boot line talk.
Yeah.
Okay. So y'all can get all those displacees of people that are posting old money or letter that will save a lot of.
Yeah, we've communicated in some cases, but not every case.
Yeah.
Some initially a notice of intent to acquire is sent out to some of the property owners. We expect to make an offer. The problem was the appraisals came back and they were over budget. So we couldn't make that offer, and they were a little bit left in limbo, like what's going on? So
we assume here in limbo, right? That wouldn't be fair to me.
So I think, you know, we've been trying to work with the state here on getting this additional funds so that we can, you know, get that secured and then we can communicate that to those.
And I think that's the key words. Yeah. You got additional funds. Yeah. Okay. FEMA's going to be making the written statement or whatever for these houses or these commercial properties.
Right.
And it's supposed to take 30 to 45 days, as you've indicated. And then after that, the town will start making offers to these commercial property owners.
Right.
So we're going to talk in 60, 90 days, tops, I would think. And then these people should start having offers being made to them. Okay? All right.
Yeah, and I was going to mention one other thing. There is a what we call an advanced assistance project that's focused on the downtown area here as well. That's something that the town kind of worked on with the state. That's a planning grant, so to speak, to study some of the downtown properties for mitigation assistance. You think about like a historic property that we don't want to tear down, but maybe we can find a mitigation activity for that. So it's a planning grant for that. That is something that's ongoing as well. There's an FMA application going in this month for some of those properties. So we've contacted those business owners directly. They were not people that were interested in the buyout originally. So we're trying to still mitigate, as a planning item. So there's that brand as well that's also going.
Good. Does anybody have anything else for Chris? Okay.
Thanks, Chris.
Chris, thank you for being here. Chris, across the good news. Next on the agenda is going to be a closed session. And we need to make a change also in the closed session. We're going to have personnel also. John, you had the general study for personnel with the general study for business and personnel.
It's already.
Is it on there?
Yeah.
Is it on the same thing?
Good one, good.
Thank you. Yes, guys. All right, this time I entertain a motion to go under closed session 143-318.11A, 3, 4, and 6. Can I have a motion, please? I have a motion by Mr. Wesson, second by Mr. Robertson. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Thank you very much. We're now going to closed session. Anything else? No, I entertain a motion for my closed session. Go ahead. Have a second.
Second.
First and second. And first and aye.
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 Chairman Trent?
Yes.
I've just added everyone back from the waiting room, so okay. We're all set.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, so let's go ahead and do the miscellaneous updates and questions at the end of the strategic plan session. So everybody has handouts. Highlighted in yellow is what we're looking to focus on today. And the sheets at the front are on the left, the five focus areas. And then this on the right, the strategic plan. Today we're doing fiscal year one, the priorities. And then the next time we get together, we could take a a big picture look at what would require partnerships leveraging that the county needs to be involved in, but it may not be a county-focused project. So in again in yellow, this is what we identified at the last session. And for fiscal year 2023-24, I put the estimates, pulled those down to the bottom. Grocery store identification, I feel like we said it was important, but I'm not, it's not a dollar item, but it's an action item. Does everybody agree?
Yes.
Access to health care, we talked about the gap analysis and mapping the existing services, public and private. I think to do that, we have to have somebody spearhead this, sit down with the different health groups in Bertie County and start identifying on paper where the specific gaps are and where the possibilities are for fixing those gaps.
I think we do need the gap analysis. That gap analysis should most definitely include some of the things that are currently in the works, like Medicaid expansion. It's 1,700 as a target for people that qualify. And we're trying to get it set up. If you look at our performance to date so far, we are in the low numbers compared to other counties. We're in the high 20% numbers. Edgecombe County, for example, Edgecombe County near us is 80%, a little over 80% of their target number. So they're doing something, and there's some other counties around that are a little bit better than we are. But a lot of them are still where we are, too. I'm not trying to say we're off the pace. So one of the things, the reason we're having next month, a session with Washington County here at our meeting facility, we're bringing all of the partners who support people who are eligible for Medicaid expansion, right? All of the hospital, the rural health, Albemarle, all of these things, right? So they can come up with a plan to how to get these people signed up and how we're going to work together. So that's an opportunity. So that's something that's ongoing that we were doing. That can make a significant difference.
In our presentation we had last time, I think we had DSS that was going to be having some sort of system and things of that nature for people to come to sign them up.
That's the same one that we are right next.
All right, but they haven't done anything since that meeting we've had since.
Other than have scheduled this thing for next month.
That's it.
Right. I don't know what else they've done, John. They don't, some of the counties have a dedicated person. Right. They brought up staff to head this kind of thing. We do not have that. We did staff up though, right early on to do it, but that's not an outside person.
I just thought last year we had the same conversation with DSS a few times, and we had conversations about that, people signing up for it, because it also helps us in our transport system, okay? If people sign up for Medicaid, we get $1,000, so $77 from that transport station. Supposedly, there was an ongoing plan that I understood, at least that's what I understood at the time, but I'm hearing that now they're not doing it, or they haven't done it, but I don't know.
It didn't get passed.
I mean, I don't know.
Because Medicaid expansion wasn't there last year.
Right. Given they were preparing,
you got to prepare. Supposedly, there's truly a grand deal. You know, and so later in this, we met and people have to be trained first, you know, to go out and so then they group them to go out and do like we did the COVID shot at different locations to you see the people. They're doing Florida, they're doing all the social media stuff. text to draw the people and include churches and everything.
Did you have any conversation about robocall, using a robocall system?
They're very energetic by getting this word out with Medicare, Medicaid population. Yep. And then on this one also, on the 28th, of February, we're very, where Hobbs Hospital, they have invited, you know, all the partners and community out to share with, to give them an update of everything that's going on with Medicare and how full renovation and expansion.
You mentioned that the pitch right now that we're looking at about 32% of traffic coming to our hospital. As a result of Martin Close, but we need to say to DC Health, what's your plan to deal with that now open? What is that plan? Because we are priority one, not Washington County. So that's a very situation that's coming to us.
So this is an agreed focus for the upcoming year. Who's going to be, you may not have that name today, but who in charge is going to be that person to package this and keep it moving? So we're looking crazy for everyone to identify that person.
And it may have to be a team of folks who work on it, right? Than a single person. I think that's certainly a role on right in DSF. Mm-hmm. There's a role also with outside agencies like Vita, like PCU Health, and Bishop, right?
So the meeting that you have coming up with Washington County, right, that provide any insight?
Yeah, the primary person is to bring all of the players together, the such potential applicants for Medicaid, and to get them to say what they can do from their agency to help us get to our money. Yeah.
And this is not a dollar.
Yeah.
Now, so
I want to be a liaison person for Department of Social Services.
Pardon me?
I'm going to be a liaison person.
He's a reward.
You are.
He is.
Social Services. Because they are doing great things.
Opioid crisis response. What's the update with that?
We had one meeting. We had to have a meeting annually to discuss and to give the public input into how those funds would be spent. So we'll have another one this year by June 30th. And so there's no, during that first meeting, there was some discussion about how to move forward. And we have something, set to discuss for the next meeting, but no decision has been made as to how those funds will be spent at this time.
But it's still a priority for year one.
Oh, yeah. I would say one thing that's missed here, too, is that if you're looking at next year, the new health facility in Orlando, and Orlando should be on here. They're going to be up and running, and that's integrated care. They touch regular medicine, dental, and hopefully, somebody's going to feel the option for behavioral health, which I'm hoping that will be one of the things that we might support.
So they are on the original list. But in terms of an action, is there any action that needs to be taken with them?
They're going to be open next year. So, we at least got to
think about their planning. Yeah, so, reach out to them and see.
So they're part of us understanding what the bigger package is. Yeah, so. Down to emergency management. I assume that by fiscal year one, you'll have the funding for moving forward with the 5.5 expansion.
And also, We need to put those vehicles, make those priority too, because.
Pardon me?
Those vehicles.
Oh, vehicles, okay.
Where is that going to be managed, Governor? Virtually responsible time of time the project.
That's my question for you. It comes in under EMS.
Should it be there before?
Yeah. And there's no match required for that. So we're just, we have that on the radar, right, for when it comes in.
Yeah.
But it's still a focused activity for next year. And so Vice Chair Robertson said the two vehicles, the estimate that we have in the notes is 240,000.
Yeah, we're hoping to have money now out of that prior deal to purchase those, because David, with vehicles running around 275,000 miles.
So the two vehicles are going to be part of the 5.5?
I think we had two vehicles on the budget, didn't we?
What are these two vehicles exactly? I mean,
we're talking about 911 ambulances.
Right. The one should be a handicap assessment.
Yeah, I have those listed separately from the 5.5.
They weren't part of the grant.
Okay.
They're not part of the
grant. Right. So, so we have a grant, but they weren't part of that. We have some vehicles that were in the budget, some more that we were planning to purchase if some other funds were available. But these two vehicles, are they specifically about what you were, your idea about the wheelchair accessible? Is that what this is?
Those $240,000 ambulances, two ambulances, we said that once we sold the properties, we were going to.
Yeah,
that's what
these are. The money that we sold from the properties,
okay, and then there's the ADA compliance, so I'm listed on the back.
So those are still needed, so we need to add the money. So would David LaPon have an estimate for those
vehicles? He would have an estimate of what those vehicles would cost.
That's part of. Flood resiliency, this is just a quick update. We did receive that brick money. We got 120,000 and the county's match was 37.5. That was approved. I didn't mean that way. So we have a Zoom scheduled with Brick, Kane Reagan, and Mideast next week. And we'll know about that funding coming through. But this is for engineering for the Couple Neighbor Swamp and the hydrologic assessment of the Kishai River drainage system, which helps with a number of other projects that were important to reduce flooding impacts, down the Kishai, and then concentration in Windsor. So I put those into this citizen needs budget.
Would the division of board and soil have money to get this work done?
To get it, which work done?
Ditches and waterways.
That's a good question. We can ask them. Yeah.
Well, some of it is already invested because on the in South Windsor, they're already doing the ditching work there, right? That money didn't come through us.
You've all seen,
right? That work is to the Rockwest. They're doing the four Rockwest. So, do they have other plans? Or where did that money come from? And it came into. Did that come into our swan, or the state is just doing that?
What's money are you talking about?
Yeah, they're dredging and cleaning up the Rockwest Creek, which is all in the Berkshire County.
That is part. That's a grant we got. Nick and I are both
applied for and got, had $157,000. We did Long Branch. Then when we finished Long Branch, we still have money left over. So the second phase, which is
well, that was more of an allocation from the
and
state.
Well, that actually project was finished last week, and we are working towards being reimbursed for that. So,
didn't that money come from the state, though?
I mean, it was the state budget.
It was the state budget that was allocated to us years ago last. We just followed using the law.
I mean, that needs to go in. If that work, somebody works, did that. Yeah. That may be others.
Stream for Rehabilitation Assistance Manager from North Carolina Division of Soil and Water.
So, did Bertie apply for Soil and Water apply for that?
He did it. Sure. Bertie did it.
But I mean, is it under Windsor's flood resiliency plan, or is it under Bertie's flood resiliency?
It was Bertie, because one of the Long Branch also, Long Parliament with the Long Branch also went down there. And that was an allocation of the state budget that was given to us. But it was a request.
We applied for this particular money to see that we have now spent it.
That's right.
Exactly.
It's done. Right.
All right. So Stroud comes out every year, once or twice a year. So I'll ask Nick about it.
So is that what you put here? Like ideas, standard advice, Nick Thompson?
Yes.
So they get the, because we need kind of leads on all of these different sections. So resilience, flood resilience, we've got the big foundation. I have Ron Strong, you said David LaFont was for emergency management, access to health care. Right. Is that going to be Ron? Okay. What about food security? Who's going to lead that?
That's identifying a location where a grocery can go. It doesn't need to be a food line, but identifying what venues where that can go.
Yeah, what needs to be in the West Virginia County area. Yeah. Well, the right east here, but east.
Yeah, we were talked about it, put it on our thing with
the resilient thing that
flood. So,
it's not on the flood report, it's attached. There is one location that's a potential for it, that's property number 10 on the housing report in the list. So we can focus on that piece of property as a grocery point.
Right. Yeah. That
movement is under that. You can go
yes. So is that a Franklin robe?
So I don't think these are commissioner robes. Like, right, I wouldn't put you down either. Like, I put the DSS down. I didn't put you down because these should be people who work every day for Bertie.
I'm not the representative.
I know you're not. DSS and Sue should kind of bridge those gaps.
Oh, yeah.
DSS.
I think Dave is the only one at this point.
But again, Robin, if the only three things you can identify on the food security, those three things, the grocery store, the NC Grove, that's. Yeah, so we got Burl there. Is anybody else that needs that or not? No, maybe that.
Is there anybody else that needs
economic development? I think it would be appropriate there for that. And also, I'd like to access the healthcare. I agree with DSS, but I also think it could be a team effort with aging and DSS. Who leads there?
Yeah,
But even emergency management could have some assistance with the opioid crisis response.
Yeah, you know, we never include people like rural health or alcohol and health services. All those people.
Right. Back to what Commissioner White was saying. I think when in terms of us determining who's like going to be responsible and doing the work, I think our staff, but that doesn't mean that they will not work with those people to get them.
Because most of this stuff, she's got identified as year one, it's going to be planning. It's not, you know, the assessment is just in year one. The other stuff is like throughout the 5-year cycle.
Right. And it's actually, you did a good job there. Right?
Thank you.
I think it would be great if we could have one big healthcare meeting for a team and bring everybody to the table. Like they're doing, sounds like in Washington.
We're actually doing it here. The meeting is next month here in Berkeley and Washington, and we're inviting all of the healthcare providers. Not only about senior services, we're inviting DSS, we're inviting Alamar Regional Health Services, Health Center, people who run the community home, all of that. Anybody, but the purpose of that is only Medicaid expansion. That's it. Focus on, after those weeks, so 1,700 residents.
Well, can you take the opportunity to talk about the attendance? What day is that?
It's on third Wednesday in March.
Can you email her? Oh,
sure.
That would be good.
And there's a scan. You scan it. You come in. We'll scan for departments. Okay.
Have they set that up?
Okay.
Okay. Good.
Hey, the only other question I have is on that first page, it's not highlighted, but you have one person here. It's not highlighted. I don't know if that was
unfortunate. Yeah. Mistake. Public transit. Any activity to be taken to my notes from the last session were underused. We're not utilizing no awareness.
Well, yeah, we don't have stops or lights and things of that nature. But it's a system, but it's not a system. That makes sense what I just said because people have no idea where it's going to go, where it's going to stop. It's not like a bus stop situation. It's like, call if you're not going to be there, or you meet somewhere else. So, how do you get a ride somewhere else to get on it to meet somebody? You don't know this.
So, Robin, the problem is that we, the county, is not engaged with them. They bring us a plan.
Okay.
And we just say, okay, and we go along. So, if the plan is working, we need to be engaged with them. To how do we improve the plan? How we get it? You say they get the money, then we get a piece of it. We want to get something for it. So, but we need to be engaged in plan. We're going to spend our time with them. We say yeah, okay.
So, which department?
Who do they serve? That sounds very
so
bad on my thought.
And that's the reason those two need to be together and devise a plan on how they do pick up where they do meet at with the and then bring it to the
fact no good morning subscription services, it's senior centers, it's rural health, yes, family members and health services, they support delivering people to all of those places, including people want to go shopping.
So does the agent need to get back at senior
But I don't think they're able to do all that. And that's because they just don't have the resources, which is the manpower or the actual bus to do it with.
That's a very important number. You know what? They're doing more in other counties than they did here.
I'm not saying they're not doing their fair share. What I'm saying is they can't do everything we just discussed. And it's got to be realistic.
And the new one comes to town on the outfall transportation of love.
Pretty good. The way they create their budget request is on what the county says they need done. We're not telling them what we need done so they can ask for state money. Of course, other counties are involved in telling what is needed within their counties, and then they send that as part of their request. If we don't do that, we're going to get whatever they get.
So we need to talk to DSS and Swan, right? rest of our.
Maybe talk to them.
Yes.
This agency.
Yes, that. Now, I can pull that these questions into my next week's discussions with DSS. Under senior services, we had obtained certification.
Certification, what you had sent on you, but it's with the meetings and I marked on it last time that his new director has some experience in terms of how to do that, right?
Absolutely.
Which will bring us more money and get compensated at a higher level based on that certification.
And so she's already restarted, so she would be responsible. Aging services director.
Three levels removed. We never applied for any type of
So this would be a fiscal year one.
Didn't get started with the comments.
And then he said,
And
they have to get more money because we are certified.
Got it. And I think I made it for the first week. All right, thanks. The growth, housing. Boy, that really is good glasses. Next time I'll print them. I like one piece of paper. Now, dedicated housing consultant. This is a recommendation that was made by Merrill Flood, ECU, as part of the housing report. There are a number of steps that need to happen parallel with each other. It's a multifaceted effort. Highly recommended to hire a consultant that does this for a living, that knows the housing monies, that knows the rental programs, that knows the market, housing market programs that are out there, or at least can facilitate more construction. Typically happening. There's a lot of citizen outreach that would be done, especially with workforce housing numbers and low-income housing numbers. There are a lot of funding opportunities out there for that rapid housing.
If housing is going to be one of our primary major initiatives, the first person out there says, who within our team, county, is going to be responsible. It's not in New York.
No, part of my contract is getting this started.
Frankly, should that be you? Somebody should have a council, right? And that let that person determine how we meet the needs of the advisors and how we meet it, right? We got a lot of opportunity. We started one discussion. We've had a couple of firms who want to apply for January for the housing grant. People should have been set aside. But we've got to find problems. They don't want any money. They want is 6-8 acres property. They can purchase. They will then spend $10,000 to make the application.
But we've already sat down and identified the properties.
Yeah. So we need somebody to run it.
Yeah.
We need somebody to talk to those that talk. We identified six properties, whatever. But we need somebody to go out there and talk to those owners and say, are you interested? And they'll handle it from there.
That would be economic development.
Well, we just had this conversation in the last EDC meeting, how to sway property owners, current property owners, to sell age. A lot of people, they own property, they don't want to kind of give it up. But, you know, just home.
Lewis on.
Yeah, he promised to implement it that we'd be along with a little gentleman up there to
graduate.
Yeah.
Franco was there at the meeting before last when I presented to them, and I said to them, Alan and Lewis had met with us, right? But I wanted that board to know, right? That they need to get involved. They said they would, right? So that'll help us.
Yeah, so we just have to start next week, just identifying property owners, making sure that you know, they understand. Sometimes people, I'm a strange face, but they say familiar face. Say, listen, this is what the Beverly County, this is what we're trying to do. Would you be willing to sell us ABC?
You need to get a report from Robinson, you know what the market's on, because we got information from Lewis and Allen that these folks may be interested. So, but they have not been approached, man.
And I gave them properties on the Joshburg, you gave them.
Yeah, I remember
that on a available, and they are for sale.
So, yeah, we can take that.
And then part of that is mapping the infrastructure, figuring out per each property what level of infrastructure might be required. On the parcels that are county owned, it's possible based on the type of housing that you're about to build. Especially if it's a multi-unit property, it's possible that it gets USDA funding to assist with that infrastructure, so that would be the roadway and the utility branching from the main infrastructure on the pump road. So this would be part of the housing package, just mapping the infrastructure. And then utilizing the consortium grant and whether or not that's how that for their criteria can be utilized. Is that for property acquisition? Maybe it can be used for infrastructure.
It has not been explained, it's not been used, but really like
this. This is
their consortium. Well, I should know that you're on that group.
Right? Yes, you're for a home consortium?
Yeah.
Yes. So there is a committee that will be responsible for vetting the projects. And so I will serve as the entity from Berkshire County. So each county out of the five counties, there will be two individuals per county. There will be one representing the county. There will also be one individual representing the municipality. So not one from each municipality, but one from all the municipalities. So I just recently sent an email to all the municipalities requesting.
How much total money they got to split up?
I mean, that's a million, between 7 and 8.
Yeah, and how many counties were involved in this ballot?
Back.
How many municipalities inside, including the five counties, plus the ballot?
It's about 38 municipalities.
38, and they got 600,000.
And they get it yearly.
Get it yearly, and it doesn't, you know, again, that committee is responsible for selecting, so it doesn't have to be divided equally each year. You know, it's up to the committee, I think, that's what happens.
They have to sign it.
From my understanding, no, the committee is being formed.
So they haven't established the guidelines yet? The last we talked, it was shovel ready. Kind of shovel ready projects.
Yeah, so yes, that's true.
That is that, but I'm going to bring this to the board. Windsor Township Development Commission, the Bertie Windsor Township Development Commission, is under the tax ID number of Bertie County. We have only two loans. We have Randy's place, you know, Randy, we have owned his mortgage. But the other is Jonathan is facilitating this. There's another property that we own that is also being sold. They're going to pay off their note. So we have about $250,000 sitting in this fund that can be used within Windsor and Askew, right? We need to take advantage of this money and use it, whether it's tearing down, like we want to suggest that maybe the two buildings, find that Windsor won't tear it down, use this money to tear it down. Or we can't get somebody to tear down the ones at their own DSF site, so we can sell that property use this money to tear down. We got a part of me not sitting there waiting on.
Actual grants on the material that Bill has done, no?
Yes, there are.
And then we even have to raise
Department of Congress, two different levels.
Committees, too. We're talking committees about.
But that money is only designated for us to go along with the rest.
Only basic numbers.
Because that's where the railroad is.
Right, that's where the railroad tracks.
And this is for housing. For housing.
We can use it for anything that's economic without, we can use it for in that jurisdiction. We can loan it. Cannot borrow money. We tried to do that initially for the teacher house. We cannot borrow it, but we can loan it. And I want to be very successful. Randy has missed the payment, nor is the other person in the other company. And that other company will be sold by the next 30 days.
So that would be in Franklin's toolbox of understanding.
It's right. Half of the standard rate. So what is that? What do you call it? The half of the
going
to trade,
yeah,
but 7%
would be the
grand. Right, right. But we can throw whatever we want. We can pinch out zero, but we can, like, I think when Randy did his, I think he got 1.5%.
Okay, so we're taking off the recommended housing consultant director, and that is the economic. The lapidated structure support needs. Does Berkey have one in place?
There is an agreement with the townships, and that's what you're asking about, and it's with the attorneys. And it was passed a while back, and you probably need to get a copy of it really thoroughly to see what they did come up with years ago. I think that thing was about 20 years old.
Most counties do not. Most towns do. Just like North, we don't have one. Yeah. The only thing we can do it is if that property is in some danger to something, right? It's a health danger or whatever.
The agreement that the town, the
in account,
the agreements that they have with the attorney put together is that our inspectors would be used to condemn that building, okay? And our inspectors find that it's condemnable, then the towns or municipalities are the ones that have to finance and take them out.
You said we
have
coverage in the county.
You're talking about something different, I think. Not like properties, and we're talking about noise. We have a noise ordinance.
But we don't have property condemnation in the county. We do it in the town.
We do it in the town.
But I think we need it in the county. We have a lot of nasty, terrible places, but it's sitting there. And, we need to say to that person, either you fix it, we're going to be there. What's going to change?
Most places you see, but I'm not unfortunate.
And they need to tear them down.
Yeah.
But they need to tear them down.
All right. So whose responsibility is that?
Building for planning.
Yeah. Planning is over.
Planning is over. You're tracing.
Yep. Well, we need to act. Citizens will really appreciate that, right? They would really appreciate that. I once got off place. Old trailers that have broken down have been sitting there, never happened. So we don't have any ordinance to make that turn back.
And getting that ordinance, let's just make sure what have been, what I've seen, my experiences. The reason people don't push it is because somebody got to pay for it. Tearing down, and they can't afford it. So if they can't afford it, they probably come back to us or the county. Then we start with a condemned building.
Frank, what we did for the roads is we say, you don't fix it, we will. You don't fix it, we need to
tax
it. Or we know it may be a social problem, but we never watch it.
But it's time we did something here. Let's make some real progress. Citizens would really appreciate it. we're going to get Tracy. Let's give Tracy some direction as to what we'd like to look at. At least, right, to look at the options, what we would take to get an ordinance, to put it in place, and we agree to do something like that. There's going to be some people who push back, but it's time to do it.
Anybody wants something to eat or smooth up there?
Why doesn't everybody get their sandwich and I will dive into the next section?
So that everybody knows what we're doing, are we recessed or are we just
working about the board of three? We're going to grab a place and come back and work.
I'm sorry, man.
What are you eating?
Nah. Eating coffee these days.
Something. You know, you speak to
get barbecue.
Good job.
Okay. Economic development, capacity building, new website and a marketing package. A new website that probably the layout with the external, but it would identify everything that the Economic Development Department has on the table right now, all the different potential projects out there that citizens have been identifying, requesting, which are great ideas for small business development. And not more of an interactive, informative economic development. Next slide. I'm sure that the EDC group will have a lot to do. I put down some funding for it to build a website that's external. It's more bells and whistles, more layout potential.
And I don't want to take the focus on what I'm saying to say. There might have a deep relevant lesson about a regular county website that a site that you have. You're talking about a separate site that you would access from a county site, right?
So before Steve left, there was the regular Virgin County site. But then when you clicked on the economic development tab, it went to an external. And that is what is showing up now. It's not informative. It's not a real picture of what's going on and where you're going.
Do you want to change that?
Yes.
Yeah. outside of changing the counts.
Yeah. Well, I mean, but then Commissioner White had mentioned in the last meeting the need to change the entire county website. So
let me ask a question. Can you get a website called Destination Frontier?
Right.
Why can't this be added?
Well, Destination Frontier is really a focus under economic development.
I understand, but we are talking about economic development. I'm just thinking this could be a part of the to that.
We just have to build a new landing page, a home page presence, and that you can connect to go to Destination Frontier. Is that your travel and tourism site?
There's a lot of sites that we're getting into right now. If we kind of compact it and do something to make it easier to navigate.
Sure.
No, not sure. Because it should be totally different.
Like, you are
like you should, yeah.
Well, it was a whole new page, and maybe you got a drop down that says where you can go to.
That's what I'm saying. Like the county website really needs to be redone, yeah. And not keep, because what she's doing, and I'm not knocking it, but she's creating external pages that not under the website. Like you should have the URL, and everything is housed under there. Not creating an additional website that links to it. Like that's where I believe.
Okay, so do a whole new county website.
Right, then you don't have to keep an additional county.
Yeah, because right now it's just extremely restrictive. You have to have three columns, and then the time period to change that, just restrictive. But if you identify a new format.
Okay. Who's going to receive this? IT?
Well, I guess ask IT, yeah.
They didn't do their budget last year, but they turned it around.
Okay, so
I'm going to
the county website. That's going to go under. I'm putting it under organizational needs, new county website.
I'm sure I'll be putting IT, but you should be there too, because you're becoming ground in time.
Yeah.
Well, that. You did say yes. I want to make sure those were regular.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm trying not to lose track. And I don't have any idea what that kind of a cost is. So we have to punch you. And he's on the department meetings list too. So. All right. So scratching the economic development focus. Okay. All right, marketing package. This came up. This is for some graphic design printing costs, and that's a max. This need came up for doing more promotional work on industry availability. We've come across that need over and over again the last couple of years. And especially when we talked to Golden Leaf about submitting an application for the site identification program, what they want to see is our economic development plan, our resumes, who's driving the effort, and then what our marketing materials are. If we don't have existing marketing materials, what are the proposed materials? We need them.
And a marketing, if you're going to have a marketing package, most of the time now, part of that package is your online presence, the digital presence, to go along with your handouts, leaflets, all that. So
We may be more cost effective in looking at including the digital and just getting an overall comprehensive marketing plan for the whole county, and that way we would have more consistency. Does that make sense to anybody? I mean, we get a piece here, a piece there, and we got to make sure these pieces are aligned.
Well, this is why they're put together.
Yeah,
because
I figured enough.
There are still some hard copy needs out there.
But you're on consistency of methods, right? Say my name wrong.
And the next I have for fiscal year one, but this crossed it out 2.8 to 2.8. I have put my other stuff in there. Just my contract renew is coming up, and I didn't know where that stands. So,
you know now?
We don't know. I think that's up to you all. I had sent everybody an email last week saying it's on the radar, you know, what are the next steps? So that's my line item.
What is it, Jerry?
Then we have...
What we're saying with the Roberts and her contract is going to be my brother. We had a conversation about
that. He's not talking about the current one. We're talking about whether or not it will be in effect, because that one ends June 30th. So her question is, next year, starting July 1, will she be doing tall glass of water? Will she be doing similar to what she's doing now with the special projects? Exactly like how will we utilize our project and help it this week?
It's a good timing at some point in the next couple months to talk about that. Because a lot of what I've been doing, in addition to tall glass of water, are just initiating each of these different economic development focuses.
But there's some more contracts that haven't been completed yet, right?
Correct. One is in place. One she knows, yes, hasn't been. One doesn't have the hard copy, but she knows exactly the project, so they're included in that. Correct. So what's your question? Her question is about July 1 going forward.
Yeah, my question was with past that haven't been contacted.
We talked about that.
They did talk about that.
Yeah, we did.
We don't have a contract, right? Like we have a contract, but it's not been signed, so technically we don't have a contract.
Exactly.
That's why I think he's getting that. That's why I just angry.
We talked about that.
You talking about me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We talked about that already.
Yeah, we did.
So now what? July 1 going forward, where are we?
Well, I think that's why it's part of this process. Maybe you all will figure that out.
Well,
where you need me.
I think going forward, yeah, it should be several pieces. You're currently doing that work. I'd love for you to put something on paper where you think you need it from the consultant. I think we should talk, not including Robert, what we think would be a part of the job. Especially coming from you. I mean, that is what we need in this stage, right? Then we make some kind of decision. But we don't want to wait till the last minute.
I think that's why we're where we're at now, because he brought a contract to us just right there, and we disagreed on what she was going to do versus what the contract said. And how she wanted more money, and then you said y'all were gonna have a meeting between y'all three, and we still ain't seen the contracts in. That's why I think John Trent keeps on mentioning the contract we don't have the current.
Exactly. I don't want that to happen.
I agree.
But we need to catch up from where we're at to move forward, right?
Correct. I thought we were we'll get the contract done and then we can go from there.
Okay.
So back to that question. So what the contract is, what next year.
Next year.
Right. So the question is, are we going to keep hiring you to do economic development? So,
I don't know.
That's your question.
I guess we have to see to divvy up if there's any slots that need help.
So the reason it keeps coming back to last year's is because we don't know what's in this contract currently that she's doing.
We can tell you. She can we can do it that way. If you all want to, we can do it that way. Either way, regardless, Robin was assigned certain duties in the absence of an economic development director. We now have an economic development director. So the question is, will she move forward with doing similar duties or will she not? So if you all need something from me, let me know and I think about it.
So what is Destination by Design? Is that her or is that?
Okay, so I was, the 12 glass of water contract is separate. So the additional 2,000 a month was the branding, the master plan and downtown effort, which is Destination Boutique, the occupancy tax and the TPA development, initiating the housing effort, getting the report that I wouldn't bear on and off. The flood resiliency, that was the grant writing, and then getting the engineering team in place, and then strategic plan development, and then doing a little bit of work on the straight packaging.
And some of those things we've already today, and we went through them, but internal leads from the
right.
And there may be some other things that are not being done that we might need done. So we should have a
conversation among ourselves. Maybe back to just talk about support.
So I think you should make a recommendation, but we should talk about what we think we need at the consultant.
Okay.
I think that the things that are not being done need to be somewhere.
Okay.
But that does help, because you're right. Like now that we know what she's doing, like the housing effort, we've given that to Franklin. And then, I mean, it's stuff might come off this list that could be replaced sometimes.
And there may be new things that we can
right.
Do. Did flood resiliency come off as well?
Yes.
Is that was correct, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
The strategic plan should be done.
The strategic plan will be done. Occupancy tax should be done.
Industry packaging?
Except for the TDA, but the branding and the master plan for Destination Verti, that's going to go on for probably another couple of years. And then industry. Industry would be a big question mark, but that would probably be Franklin. And that can work. I could continue on with the branding and industry in addition to total cost of water. I think we have done.
Yeah. So I think we should keep you there. Right.
I think we'll need to be kept in a lot of locations, right? That's good.
Well, I want to be effective. I don't want to hunger. I'd like to get a target.
Personally, I think the housing is such a good deal that it needs to be saved. And I think there's specific things that can be done via consulting, and there's specific things that can be done via economic development. I think that needs to be something.
Let's keep talking about that. Okay, site identification, the infrastructure. This is an effort. It's not necessarily a dollar amount, but we need to get our feet wet in that, just as we have done with the housing. And that is getting the Verti parcel map out and identifying where are the logical locations for different types of industry development, whether it's light industry, big industry, is it retail, is it light industry development, maybe Southern Virginia.
It's big funding put into the state budget this year to do that. And we didn't get it. A lot of the counties around us tapping into that source of money because they're pooling it, just like it's moving through like nothing. Infrastructure work, property development, site building,
That's where they put money into the facility.
We need a piece of paper that identifies all the sites.
This coming out of the workshop with them. They understand that when it comes to industry, our region has, it's the new go-to. The Piedmont, Saturday, Greensboro, trying to add on all that. So, really new place. So, when it comes to industry, and talk about this, you see it with. We need to tap into the grant money that's available to build infrastructure to a site once it's identified. Once again, we've got to get some of our citizens in key areas, and what we say we're going to try to do is locate possibly four sites, north, south, east, and west, 16 sites. Try to get those landowners, students to make business having about, I think the minimum south is 10, the maximum south is 30. This is out of the site select committee from DCNC. The state wants to invest in the east because that's the way everybody's coming. So we got to have people who are willing to give up land. And at the same time, once we get the land, it'll be up to the commissioners to identify, okay, exactly which parcel or parcels of land do you want to start in there. It's sort of a strenuous process, but the key is always going to be finding the right land, something that water, sewer, which we can engineer that in, access to rail, is becoming critical in the industry right now, and also broadband.
I got all those. We have already identified all the
this is what I'm trying to say. We need to have shovel ready projects identified to be able to where they would go. He's right. I mean, and the main ones we're talking about right now in our COP, Berkeley County is uniquely positioned within that region, but they don't want it on the fringes of the region. They don't want it in the main county. You know, the county is a little spread. We're in the center, right? But if they decide to do this by cars, we've got to have.
Didn't you say identify?
Right.
If we came to you with 10 blocks, where would you like to see a industrial park?
What's going to go with
exactly.
You got one, but hey, maybe the industrial park.
You two would want to work again.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Are we looking for some of the industrial areas that we're supposed to
do? Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Okay. That was myself and Christina. Yes.
The reason I'm asking that question is just yesterday, I had a lady named Kelly Ballinger called me, okay? And she was confused that nobody knew any industrial park or places that industry could get to in Berkeley County. So she rode with me for 4 hours yesterday, and I took it 4 hours to the park. So, did you talk to her?
Yes, sir.
Okay, that's a good one. Okay, and you didn't go with her, but she ended up calling me. I didn't know who was in the park. Okay, she called me up, so I ended up taking it. Okay. And I took it to four or five different places throughout the county that would be ideal. And she was impressed with the areas because I think who she wasn't. Who she wasn't bringing on. Timmons Consulting, it's an engineering firm, and they've been contracted by the name of Shipyard and people like that. But she got a hold of me, and I wrote her well and showed her the points that the industrial areas, for example, the Aerie Manufacturing Plant, for example, Evans Lumber Company, for example, there was two locations, a 43-acre plot on 305 right there at All Lane. Okay, by the church. I took her to a fourth place that was right over there in the area on, and also actually where Eddie King Steel was at, okay? And they've taken the building down. And I actually spoke to somebody with Eddie King Steel and made an introduction more permanent also. So they have an understanding of what they're getting ready to do and what they may not want to do there. And we're looking for full storage, Wawa gas stations. There's two other industries that she's looking for that she cannot mention at the time. We're going to have in this area. You know, we've got to start taking an aggressive stance on this. And if somebody comes like this and has something to offer, they bring to the table, we need to start moving forward.
I'm quite interested in what John just said, but I want to ask you, please. We should take the initiative to identify potential sites for us on paper in terms of what we think could be used where it needs to be positioned in this county. We have something to pay for. Because when the money comes down, if you don't have something what they call shovel ready, it means you're going to get past it. Somebody else will get it. Mm-hmm. We talk about it, but we don't have anything on paper to say these are the sites that we think are important to Berkshire and some documentation supporting those sites and what kind of industry we want to attract, right? Mm-hmm. Because the money is out there. Well, we never have money. That's where we gotta think better.
That's where the other committee will rob it and the ability to say, you know, change what I want to do in the paper for us. Maybe the economic development. I'm not sure which one would be doing.
So the whole Taylor Bowers thing, or you saying taking a piece of that, I'm not sure was that requested. What you did with her, was that requested of us, or are you referring to a consulting plan
she called
that
me,
she
right?
submitted?
I know nothing about any consulting plan. All I know is that she was trying to get some direction on industry locations they could do purchase. Okay. Mm-hmm. And she's been contracting, or her company officially been contracting and locating some areas that are in Berkshire County.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And she contacted me. I don't even know who she was, but she contacted me.
Mm-hmm.
And when she did contact me, I said, yes, I'll meet you. And I met her, ducked through, and then I took her all over.
We work with Timmons as part of the accounting company. They are a civil engineering firm, one of the largest in the affairs. They have been hired by companies or efforts who want to or looking for developmental sites. So they hired them to go find the potential developmental sites, right?
Mm-hmm.
So she came to us looking to see if we had it.
Okay.
And of course it was, you know. Not on paper.
Mm.
We have some, and you did the right thing to draw around. She needs something to take back to say, oh, Bertie, this is what they want. They've got a site, potential site, and then they can market that.
Well, she has it on site, and she has it on paper. Yeah. She actually has ownership, so she has folder. Because I took the time to give her the information. We're the owner of one of these properties, and so that she would have, as Rob was saying, a plan that she can take back. She says she wish she had known about the Harrington manufacturing plant 2 months ago because she could have sold it to a company. Okay. Some of these other locations that I took her to that were highly viable, especially that corner that we're talking about in my land, 43 acres, which is IP. And I told her I'd walk it and look at it, but on our yards. These are places where Evans Lumber Company used to be at. And it's concrete slabs are out there, the whole nine yards.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, these are habitational places for other, like cold storage. That's a company, there's a company that is wanting to put cold storage in Bertie County, just for the simple fact that people are having to truck it into Virginia, and they can keep a closer location to where the agriculture is at. They can store it right here in Bertie County, and you're right next to Holloway.
And not only that, but I understand that the proposed interstate highway coming through here, right, is the number two project in the state of North Carolina that approved and not been funded. When it's funded, we're going to blow up. But if we don't have, you know, sites and plans, you know, that's what they're kind of looking for. So, you know,
The next thing she wanted to know about also was our educational system, because we talked about employment of people. So I drove her all the way to the new high school, the middle school. I showed her where Westford Elementary was, showed her where Windsor Elementary was, all these places that we have that are viable. I told her about the grants that we have coming in for the technical education summit, $15 million. The overhaul and water system that's going to be done in Westford County, emergency service grants that we've got coming in. She was shocked. She was amazed. She was just like, can't believe you got all this going on, but we got it all going on.
So, Franklin, would you hold this to put together those particular that structure for these, you know, these sites?
Franklin and I have spoken about that briefly, so I would recommend that we give him, as our new economic development, the opportunity to get started with that. And if he runs into something on his assistance, that hopefully Kelly or some consultant will be available to assist with
the market. And obviously, I'll tell you something. The challenge of getting somebody to sell a piece of property is not as challenging as everybody thinks it is. Okay? The reason I say that, I know, and it's one of these things where you can go out, do what you need to do. There's a piece of property that's viable. You get people out there that are willing to sell property. It's in a certain area you're looking at, but they want infrastructure. They want water. They want sewer. Okay? Now, that puts out, and I will tell you this, it won't go to this. I took her to Kelford and Roxburgh because looking at rail in West Bertie County, it's Kelford and Roxburgh, and they got spurs over there. Cardinal Chemical up there has a spur going there. You got abandoned warehouses right beside it where the spur rolls by the way. Active railroad tracks. There is a back road right over by Kelford, where you've been to Church Street, where it spurs off, okay? So you don't want to talk about the difference, okay? And I'm telling you, she looked at that, she was taking all kinds, which you don't even think would be an industrial location. She was taking all kinds of pictures of this, because it was back in the woods. It was some farmland right there, looking for 15 to 18 acres, and it actually had the track running through there, and it was fir trees, okay? That used to be active years ago. I think it was train depot back there somewhere. But anyway, make a long story short, she started taking all kinds of pictures of this, taking pictures of these street signs to be able to locate herself. Then I took her down Church Road, okay, and killed the most remote areas. She was so interested in the most remote areas, because the open fields, the rail of the city back there already, nobody knows that. And plus, the new core is using, okay? So it's all active. Everything's active.
I'm saying she's on here working. So if we had that property on paper with pictures and all kinds of things, they'll send you to these consultants out there working for different industries. But we've got to have some that already.
I thought it was time for the bid opening. No. A line GED 2.12. We've had Ms. Bauer's services in here for a while, just because as an industry specialist, everything that you've just talked about, she's so good and she brings that focus, and she has a lot of contacts. And I don't know, I put in an estimate right here. She had given Ron a proposal, 6 months ago or so, but I don't know how much. So if you decide to move with somebody like her, there's an amount associated with that. We would move it off of this window, too.
What was that estimate?
Well, that was my estimate. I wasn't sure what her contract or proposal amount was. And at the time, we didn't have an economic development.
Look, we need to be this work needs to be done quickly. right? And I understand there's cost to it, right?
Yeah.
But people like this who have the experience representing other companies, having contracts in front of it, people who need to say yay or they need to pass. But we need to make a decision, we need to get the work done. The good guy, a millionaire cable, you're going to need some support, and we need to get this stuff done sooner rather than later. So we need to consider whether or not we have the money in order to do this to make happen. This person gave us a contract, willing to do the work. If we need it, fine. If we don't, can't afford it, that's about it. But let's make a decision.
She advised me that she would do this one thing, she would contract by the local ship. Okay? To locate these properties and go to the there's a mile of culture sitting in. They weren't real, but they were close to the highways, okay? And she has the highway alone. Like, I thought it was going to be the highway alone, okay? Right?
Except for the four lane inside.
I meant, she was all about it. And,
I don't even think we need to understand that. This is already representing that.
So the proposal I received was back in September when we were in the process of hiring the economic development director. And so the proposal was for a 12 month contract in the amount of $2,000 a month.
How much?
12 month contract, $3,000 a month.
So the final is
correct.
Are we able to do it?
Very cheap. I didn't move forward because there was a lot of black going on.
Let me explain why we are where we are.
So that's why I did not choose to move forward with that. So at this point, answer your question. Honestly, I question whether or not we have it at this particular point. We could plan for it, but considering our salary here, as well as the contract, we talk about the water and the other contract or agreement that we have for the other services, I would go back and take a very close look to see if we have the $30,000 right now.
No, this is the consideration of issue.
But
it's not that. This is
the question was,
I'll say it right now.
Yeah, she's representing other counties, right? And this document, this is for next year.
This is for the budget.
Or you could talk to her and consider the next 4 months.
Mm-hmm. Well,
she gave you a per month pay.
Yeah, they do that for the month.
Well, I'll be honest with you about something. From what the conversation was made, last bit from 9 o'clock to almost 2 o'clock with her.
Mm-hmm.
She's got ready to go businesses that are looking for this area right now. And so she got the tour, okay?
Okay.
And we came all the way to the high schools, the Windsor, the lower part of Windsor area, turned around, came back 308. And it seemed like more of the areas that were interested in what previous industry has been, okay? And location where previous industry has been that are 20 to 25 acres in size, and those are part of the problem, okay? Because what they don't want to run into is zoning issues. And townships do have zoning, the county, and they don't want to run into zoning issues. They don't want to run into any of these other problems that they run into when it comes to putting a cold storage or some of the other things that she was talking about with me. There's one that she says that she cannot talk about the fixed country, okay? And that's it. So there's a lot of problems in the conversation. So it turns out everyone.
Well, with that being said, I asked the question prematurely, but now I believe it's becoming mature. And since she's Robin has just reiterated, it's pretty much a month-to-month basis. Are we able to stop even to leave at $3,000 a month? I'm just asking. Just laying the question out. Because the sooner we move forward with industry, the better off we are. That's right. Is that what I'm hearing? from all around.
Yeah, I mean, that's a good conversation with me. Now, I don't know, again, I mean, well, the conversation with me and writing with me was in these areas. Which one?
Nothing.
Okay. No, so, go ahead. You don't have anything?
Okay. Not until you finish.
Okay. But that was her conversation for me. Down the...
So in response to your question, I was just trying to talk some thoughts. So it's definitely something that's very much good and needed, of course, right? The industry, you want to attract industry. But just a few minutes ago, we were talking about losing positions.
That's true.
So I want to meet your needs to the best of my ability. So whether or not we have the extra funds again in the budget, I don't think we do. We can go take a hard look if it's something that you all feel like it was a critical need. But again, we were just talking about freezing positions. But we're talking about adding $3,000 per month. So
to county manager's point, I agree with that. She got to see what she wanted to see at no charge. Okay. She got that idea as far as what we have to offer. So to the county manager's point, we don't. And if we started in July, at the beginning of the year, if that's what the board wants to do, then that's what the board wants to do. I don't know.
So can I ask a question?
Sure.
I know we talked about we've identified some sites, but is it mapped out like it needs to be? Because like there's a year too, right? So that's what I'm saying. Like if the way you've got it mapped out right here, and I know this is just a skeleton, right? But like you should map out and have the sites first. And then year two is when you're looking at like having somebody own to try to sell it. So are we trying to jump the gun by?
No, it's sorry. That person needs to be involved now because it's the person who has that boots on the ground knowledge and is working with companies now that they can better assess what is attractive and the different levels of attractive.
This kind of person knows that what's needed to be done. They can advise the product hiring person would be to advise us in terms of what needs to be done in order to identify sites of different depth. But she's representing people coming through. Right?
Gotcha.
And then the last point is that, look, $3,000 a month. If we don't grow ourselves out of this hole, we have a bigger hole. So it's time to understand that we've got to invest in order to grow. And if we're not doing that, we can't find $3,000 or $6,000 or whatever. We can't. Or all we're doing is delaying the effort. So here, if I can find it, but it ought to be true of that and see if it can be.
So that's 3 months, April, May, and June.
And also, we could possibly push you entertainment. I mean, we have three months left for this year, roundabout. Mm-hmm. We can also use it as a trial period. You know, something that we would like to try, and we can revisit the yearly contract. That's upcoming brother. Definitely, we'll have $9,000 invested initially versus 36,000.
And I'm good. And I say, if we got $250,000 sitting in a fund that can be used for economic development, now it has some strings on it, right? But it can be used. I got to do the same what you want to do.
Okay, so I mean, if it can be used for that, you know, I feel like that would be more advantageous for us, for our budget. But just from a
because it does say when the pandemic. But if it's just planning,
I
mean, you can do it anywhere.
And again, I agree with Juan saying, if we don't have the money right now, we don't have money.
Yeah.
The thing is that she called me. I didn't call her.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yes.
And she wanted the show. She got the show.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And that's the deal. So she bid. She likes it.
Yes. And so I met Ms. Bowers, and she's a very nice lady, very knowledgeable. I'm sure she can provide a service that would be tremendous. But however, because I'm in constant contact with LGC, and I know it's $9,000, what is $9,000 if we can't get up $9,000?
Right.
But considering that we could be short, we were just talking about a little while ago, $500,000, mm-hmm. adding $9,000 to that could affect us negatively, because I remind you, we're still on the unit assistance list for having fund balance below 8%, or now what they say is less than what it should be compared to Kent County, which is
What happened yesterday, they talked us about. Okay. Could we give up the conversation?
We had a conversation that our attorney, who also represents the 13th Township Development Commission, about our use of money that's in the bank under our name. We have a conversation with him about how we can spend that money, not just on this, but period.
Yes, we should do that.
It has another $1,800 coming in every month. We're sitting right now on $48. You need to decide.
Well, that part I agree with.
Yes, we can do that next month.
I know a young lady, our number one goal right now is to please our clients. And we look forward to that.
We don't understand how critical our location is in that region.
When I took her down Church Street in Kelvin, they got down the girl side of the road. And she says, stop here, I want to take pictures of these street signs. And look at these open fields, but she's looking for 25 acres, the parking, the truck, the tractor trailer, and you shoot straight down the hillside of the road 3 miles, then you know, highway left, head back to the meeting. Okay. She's all about. Now, I didn't expect that, but the wood rails were not.
And I definitely got that. I understand the position. I get it. Just putting everything on the table.
Yeah, they can. And then I took it to all that, to the rails and all that. Yeah. And so the news crew was able to, and she really got excited about that.
Okay. So after the meeting today, hope fix all this and send it out with responsibilities there. The county branding, this is GED 217. That's $15,000 that we set aside years before last. There were 30 was set aside and there's 15 left in GED.
Okay.
So I'm just carrying that over there. They're not going to finish the branding until they're deeper into the master planning process. Project coordinator, I put myself, didn't know where I'm going to be, but we can come back. Economic development, special projects, tall mass of water. The schematics, this is $50,000 that's already in place as the Verti match from another grant, and $150,000 that we're applying for it to February 28th with the USDA. The next line item is phase one. This is the monies that Donna and I have been requesting to get the equipment in place for phase one to be up and running for this season. So that when a manager, river manager is hired, they've got product to work with. We submitted a USDA grant for $50,000. I hope it comes through. And we're looking for other grants as well, but I still need to pencil in. Need to put Verti for 100. That's what we requested a few months ago. Phase one up and running, it's 2.20. So it's 100,000 from Verti and 50,000 for Brand. I've had some conversations with some other grant sources. But the equipment is a hard sell. Shoreline stabilization, that funding is in place. But I expect it to happen and be completed next year. And then going down to 2.25, the total cost of our career there, that's my theme there. And if you wanted to keep me in place for that, you would need to. Economic development leveraging. These are projects that aren't necessarily full focus county projects, but your involvement is necessary. And the 2.28, the downtown revitalization, this could be unfolding of the work of the travel and tourism master plan, different focus groups, outreach that's been happening this week. Getting lots of support and inquiries for downtown revitalization, where do we go, what do we do? And we just have to take one by one, have people get a plan together, put the vision in place, get the plan together. Without the plan, we can't get any funding. If there was some way that there would be pocket of funding available from the county to assist with the capacity building requirements, it would be awesome. Now, possibly some of that money might be available from a grant. I don't know. We have a call today at 4 p.m. with transformation grant, just a grant that just came out, but I'm not sure what that criteria is.
What is the grant?
That was the brick, the 100 and the 120, you mean?
It was planning, it was not something like that.
That's for
the one that brought to us.
Did you?
Yeah. Remember he called and said that it was his friend who was the first ones to get in and that piece of money?
The World Transformation Grant.
But is that it? Is that the one?
It's possible that was a couple of years ago.
No, this was back this year, back somewhere around January, before early December. Grant called, there was this grant that we put in out there. It had to do with buildings in municipalities that
it is. Well, they need the plan in place.
Right, but we didn't get
the
money yet, right?
No, we didn't.
Some of the people got to work with it. I think it's just money, planning of how municipalities could take advantage of vacant property in there. The first people I had was start up, then they would come back to fund those that were
going
to
be employees, okay?
Yeah.
And they want to have provide them insurance, so they've got $14,000 employees, so we're going to make it.
Yeah.
And 10 employees, we got $140,000.
Same for we're talking to today.
Yeah.
But to get any brick and mortar money, shovel ready money, they need to have a plan.
That's right. First thing is
so we can fold this in with the work that we're doing with Destination for a Tea. It's the same group. But to get that money to work on a brick and mortar facade or a street improvement, you need that. So, and that's for a lot of municipalities, not just in Vertier or stuff.
But that's what I was thinking. I thought the first piece of money was to support plan.
We got 200,000.
Oh. Did we get money
last year?
The one.
I don't know. It sounds like it's the same one, because they're all coming through Department of Commerce in different divisions. But the struggle with all face of all rural communities is number one, capacity. Put the grants together, carry it out a project. Number two, do they have the vision in place? Do they have the architectural rendering, the engineering drawing, that streetscape? To be able to have some sort of funding assistance in the wings to help them take that step further would be a great thing. I mean, so Vertee is great. There is a long list of entrepreneurs that would love some brick and mortar presence. And you've got brick and mortar. And a lot of those buildings, while some are dilapidated, you know, you've still got life and some good guns there. So that's a possibility too for small businesses. So, I mean, that's the gross part. When we talk about industry, we're looking at open things for industry. We need to do also the same for retail development.
Retail. It's all, it, all of it's important, but I can tell you right now, to retain our population, we've got to do this. To retain our population, we've got to do this.
That's what it's worth. It's worth that. No, no. We own the building.
Absolutely. And
you own the building?
Yeah, it's a tax.
I don't know. We're going to meet at 7 o'clock.
Wait, I think the 1:49.
Well, if there's somebody else jumping, you want me to talk to something.
Yeah. I'm saying downtown revitalization, revitalization, Robin Payne. Sorry, that's all.
No one. And I'm going to keep that 250 in there under Bertie for next year.
We'll do that more legislative. We're just playing right now.
Well, okay, well, here's a question. I didn't bring my sheet, but a grant just came out yesterday from the Department of Commerce, and it is only for government-owned structures. It is up to 850,000, but it must be for privatization effort, community use.
We just got downtown.
You know,
we should know what our assets are because we did with this month ago, and we decided that we could have given them away and said, no, we don't want. But we didn't do that. So they fell to us. They're side by side. Now it's out the side. That's great. Jody wanted to take us. He says, you guys can go and look at the inside. We never did.
Do you own any other structures in any other municipalities?
They're foreclosed, but we give them back. He said, no, we don't want. We just passed the one in Rockton.
$800,000. Yeah, let me tell you something. You don't want that. You would be paying $145,000. You would have to pay. You start talking about these old buildings, they're 100 years old. They haven't been maintained in 60 years. Yes, real issue. Can you rebuild them once? If somebody's
tear down and build up?
Yeah, can you do that?
This is what the call is about today at 4.
Can you explain it more?
Because, yeah, I want to know. These are our possibilities.
But sometimes when you tear, if you take a grant to tear them in and you can't rebuild back, it has to be sold to a private owner.
Well, some grants.
I know. That's what I'm saying. Some grants are usually trying to find more information. Or vendor evidence.
So going down to sewer water, all of these are mapping needs for this year. Like Michael said, we're going to spend fiscal year mapping. What do we have in the way of natural gas, electric, water and sewer? Broadband, where do we stand with each of those? What are our needs? I am not familiar with what costs may be incurred to do any of that research or anything, but it's been kind of found out.
Yes, it needs water, and that's something like with the broadband piece, the government is basically looking ahead. That falls to us, the government. That's grand, but there's likely to be a piece that we're going to have to put in the middle. So there's going to be a piece we're going to have 100%, 5%. That's good, compared to what it originally started out at 15, but it's only 5%. We're going to get a lot of money, but we have to come up with 5%.
So I'm saying that.
Sounds it. Right. Will, it's tied to your offer money.
Right.
And which is great for us because we got less than $4 million. So you got less than $4 million, 5% match. And so it's the county, it's who did spend our money. They good. They're old, man. I can spend offer money. We didn't do that shit. We spent out. But still, 5% ain't bad.
But you got to put it into your budget in order to be able to get the other money.
Well, broadband is going to be, that's going to be a big change. I just look at that. This deal is it's really getting ready to the commissioners are really going to be playing a big part with this gap thing. It's not so we like a great grant where they come in and say, we're going to do this much for you. They're going to come to you and say, okay, where do you want us to go next? And then they'll have somebody to estimate out after you want us to do it.
And then they haven't done the map yet. That follows the government's responsibility.
Mm-hmm.
It's the maps that they have and not to bring in. You know where you don't have service. That's weird.
Well, that has to be all equipment playing wise or one time time.
Someone else can fail it. Well, where is this whole thing? You know, it was the way you when I heard Cam, I thought it would be like great. Big Grant was kind of cutting dry. It's like four steps. You know, when you start at kindergarten, it's auto voting money. Everybody gets to graduate. Well, what happened with RFOD money, there was no oversight. So people promised to do stuff that they didn't do. But now, in order to get great grant money, you got to finish your RFOB stuff. So that's why you see all these people down there digging ditches and laying this fiber optic cable because they're trying to qualify to get the great grant money. And then after the great grant money, you got to have 88% completion before you can qualify for CAB.
Right.
And somebody's got to oversee all of that. And then when CAB comes, the commissioner's going to sit down, they're going to show you this beautiful map with all these hexagons in it, and inside of each hexagon, there's going to be a colored dot. If there's one color, it doesn't qualify for CAB because it should have been paid for with either RFOB money or great grant money.
Right.
Or to show you the potential, but they're all over, and you got to pick out the best cluster where you can get the most bang for your buck. Or you can divide it up and say, well, I want some in my district, I want some in my district, I want some. It's just totally driven and kind of misguided.
Because I'm just telling you right. Here's the piece that we need to understand. We got great grant. We didn't want the company that was assigned to us. We balked at it, and we ended up getting the one we want, right? What did we do? What did the governor do? The governor came back and gave $1 million to run a connect, which is now fired, because he knew we needed help because we didn't put up the money. Here's CAB, right? We're going to need 5% to do the same thing. You know, a lot of people are spending their ARPA money. They saved it for this reason. They don't have that. So we need to look for other opportunities to pay that 5%. But we're going to pay it. We're going to look more within that, which has already started spending their money before we even gave them. But they're ahead of schedule. We're going to make our number in time to do that at 80%. But if we don't have 5%, and I don't know, I suggest that we try to put it in the budget, but there's some other ways to get it. Some other ways to get it. We came to do it for us purposely because we decided not to use our money on the break. We say we could.
So these people would be Tracy, Ricky, who for this section?
Yeah, we're talking about
the
infrastructure.
Yes.
Yeah, this
memo.
That should be.
Well, I just asked because, like, the mapping needs, you're going to know that, or are you going to need Ricky Spivey to help you out with that?
You got to tell the others, like, Pioneer, be able to find out what that is.
Well, also,
and Ricky can do the mapping as far as our engineers go, great engineering.
Then Ron will go. Yeah, but on the internet piece, well, the connector is already built.
I got you. Right. So Franklin will give all of it. Got it.
Well, this is really interesting. Well, like I said, I had to go to this big class. Royal Connect, the electrical company, had to refortify their electrical grid. They did it by fiber optics. Well, in that fiber optics, they're strained. So somebody said, you got some extra strands left. Hey, let's do a cable company. Let's provide high speed internet. So that's how they came up with fiber. So that's why fiber is so good, because most of the infrastructure is already down. It's just making the right connections. And that's another thing I've got to tell you that the commission is going to have to decide which internet service provider you want to be this time. It's not going to be somebody getting a proposal. You all can sit down or designate a county manager. And they're going to send a team down and look at all of the quotes and bids, but it'll be the ultimate decision of the board to decide who you want to do that install.
We're going to move on to next page. Attractive living. The Parks and Recreation has been wanting to move their office and the senior center to the complex and build a structure for that. Where they have more space, we have areas for storage, they can do more programming. I put in $250, $100 for Bertie, $150 for other.
You know, I like, this is my jam, but I don't, like, for fiscal year one, shouldn't we have planning, like, an actual, like, not start thinking we're going to build something? Because, like, for $250,000, you're not going to build much. And then it should be a massive plane in my head, but that's just.
So,
I have questions about it, because I think our recreation park is located in the wrong place. And it's not utilized now by most of the county. And you can argue that, though, we've got to have headquarters out there driving. But we have very little use of that car for the majority of our county. Originally wanted to do, Don had said they wanted to move to the Southwestern building. And they had the gym, and we could put it in there. But they always, way back when we first came on job, there was a plan to move it out there. We said no, because it's the wrong location. People ain't gonna use it. People come from West Virginia all the way over here to use it. It ain't gonna happen. So it's in the wrong place.
So they will go to.
So of course that's correct. Well, and we got facility there. We don't have to
see all these.
We just got to remodel
the place before the well. Yeah.
And initially they said they wanted to go to Southwestern, and now seeing this on the plan.
What? I think Southwestern is not a long term in my head. Oh. Just hear me clear, right? Like, I agree that they can use that, but that building is not big enough for a county-wide complex.
Right.
So, like, that's why in my head, like, a plan for back there to actually build a complex, whether it, and I just hear me dream for a second, where it had an aquatic center, where it had basketball, where it had, like, everything that the county can use. So I agree with you. I'm just saying, like, that's
you
why.
See, the land that we have back right at Southwest,
that's right. If you got the land.
All of that property. We have the 300 building down there. All it needs is a roof. So we have more than just the gymnasium and that space in the local theater. We have a 300 building. What I'm saying is that if you want to start and do something, start with that. And you got all that land back there. I'm gonna get it. Probably.
Yeah, football.
Why don't we do this? Why don't we, for fiscal year one, map out recreation needs in the county?
I think that's what needs to be done, because you take $300,000 throw in that building, the rooms to take care of the other stuff that needs to be done in there. So you could have a state of the art recreation. And also have that
first.
Yeah, there's some other structures like the school in Olander, or, right?
What, because that's why, like the Westbrook T renovation gym, if you partner with your school systems, like you can, I feel 95% certain, let me just say that, yeah, you can use their gyms for practice on Saturdays for evenings. Like you can,
we have done
that. I know that's what I'm saying. Like, so Westbrook T not coming here doesn't make sense when there's just, you know, our land or O-Rain.
Yeah, but it's just not the basketball gym. You're talking about swimming and this, that, and the other. Right. Kids in our area, all over 13 County, need to learn how to swim. I mean, it's centrally located. I mean, that would be something that would be probably one of the best money we've ever spent. Yeah.
So you've got $1,057,000.
Yeah, or a pool system there. And you know how many pools I've built?
Oh, shit. He's got $1,057,000. That's what that money is.
We don't have to.
We do have a lot of citizens who's carrying their youth to Herbert County.
That's right. And then really, and honestly, we need to have a swimming area. Much more than we have, she's getting well. We need to have a swim.
We're targeting a countywide plan to upgrade, yes. Right? Now that there might be a little bit of money that's necessary in that. So we'll figure that out. And that could be part of updating the comp plan, which I don't think costs any money, but it runs to 2028. But keep in mind that if we have identified, keep it updated with current projects and ones that are right in sight, then it helps our grant prospects.
Right, because even in this, you really need to knock some of Tallgrass water into it. Like, not the facilities itself, but like, I keep hearing we need kayaks, paddleboard, all of that stuff, because I don't know what we're going to store, but if you're going to build that down there and you're going to promote that lifestyle, then got
to
have
it some. It would be nice to have a vendor down there, that would be a small business guy, an entrepreneur that would have those articles to be able to lease and things of that nature. And work that out and the rent versus what he's charging, because I got the rent anyway.
There's a few inquiries have been made, like people calling us.
Mm-hmm.
It would be great to get that storage unit up that has the office in it. And have better security. We are having more trouble with people to actually drive in down to the beach. Sent us another picture the other day.
When you first opened the beach, what's the term on the young banks that go on all the kayaks? Like three different
kayaks.
Kitty Hawk. Kitty Hawk. So they go on all the three different.
Yeah, you can do that on really.
I know, but again, they want to set up new business.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
yeah.
They get discounted because they get free
the use of the property. Exactly.
And, you know, it's even little things like that putting on the economic development website needs. Even something small like that, it helps us keep everybody up to date and those connections.
Yeah. All right, so Tratton Living is Donna?
I think if she reached out and heard my meeting, I mean, we talk all the time, but our formal meeting for this is if she reached out to Recreation Resource Consultants, regional director, who is our Part F contact, they can give a lot of support and guidance to create an actual plan, county-wide.
My issue is, answer this. When you do that, can you maybe try to do a little partnership with the YMCA? bring them in?
Well, I think you'd have to if you're looking at the available resources.
Right. Is it being a nonprofit organization that you enter to, that would be a place that we remember or to participate, take part in what the county is doing in the state?
They're in the all right. Opportunity. This was a request. One of the requests, talking to Dr. Smallwood about providing internships with government. So no money required, but it sounded like that was a request for the upcoming year. This wasn't, or is this something in planning?
No, we can have interns. CTE can give us an intern at any time, but as whoever we're going to do that, you have to realize that somebody's going to watch a child most of the day. Not watch, you know what I mean, but like they're going to have a high schooler with you most of the day. If you get in your car a lot to go do something, what are they doing?
Yeah, so we provided that opportunity already for some departments already, and former HR Director Courtney Warsh had organized internship program already. And so it's just a matter of making sure that our current HR director is aware and implementing. So it's something that's kind of already one of them.
I think that's a great idea, especially because you can bring them in after lunch. They don't have to be here the whole day.
No, they're normally only here an hour and a half.
Right. And does that with all the traffic and everything sees it.
I will update all these and get them to you. Now, the next session, to talk more about leveraging and partnerships. We've gotten into a little bit of that today. Some of our initiatives, long-range projects. So do we want to pick a date for that session? And when we talk about those, we'll be able to start thinking about the next 9 years. And then throughout the course of this next year, as you're working on all of your mapping needs and you're doing all of your research for your industry and your economic development, then you're going to start building out your budget for the next years. We don't have those numbers right now. We have the numbers to move forward on fiscal year one, but not the next 9. So we have to keep that in sight.
That's fine. Which is doing what I know from the point of view. So these people that we can get to say for free.
The people that have the hands of these departments?
Yeah. Because if not, it's just us talking. These people are very going to be in charge of them, need to be there. Because some of them, they know something that we don't. I mean, I would assume they do. Like you talk about gap analysis, not existing public private EFF and agents, they do need to be there to have a conversation and to add to the conversation that they probably know more than we do about some of that.
Well, they do have job
correct. We don't need to just have a meeting with nobody here. Yes, I'm 100% sure some of these people who are in these sessions know more than any of us at this
time.
There's no pause for that. It's, yes, mm-hmm. They need to. That's what we say, like Donna. Donna can tell you more what is happening with the Y or not with the Y. I mean, she or Like Latoria can tell you, she didn't know about the internship. She can work on that. It's not, I'm just saying these people we've named. And this makes sense. But.
Yeah.
Chairman, we already have a work session scheduled for March 18th. If I'm not.
We have an 18th?
We do.
That's on Monday.
It is.
Good. Yeah.
So we're gonna make that work. A little bit of county business if there's a need, but I'll primarily strategic.
Right. Yeah, we can do that. Yeah, we can hit that. Yeah, absolutely. I'm starting to get about internships in the school. If we have students in early college who are also enrolled at community college, there's a good chance that community college can pay for those internships.
So, no.
I'm
just saying, hey, those CTE.
I'm saying
that aren't the kids on.
They are?
For
you, yes.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. But
CTE is
a
separate community.
Even less us.
But you, I'm just saying,
it depends on who it is. Like, see, CTE covers high school. And
so you go back out and you're supposed to pay them. So what's going on back out? They say they're paying.
I don't ask, I wouldn't, it doesn't matter to me either way. The kids get, they get compensated if they're in the
school. You're pretty good.
I have a suggestion or recommendation regarding the meeting or the work session on the 18th. Since we're moving further along with the strategic planning, and there's the need for us to have more of the department heads here, can we change the location from this? From the commission's room to the community meeting room, that way we have more space. So can we would need technically need a motion to amend our meeting calendar.
We don't need a motion, you said?
We do.
Okay. Have a motion to amend the meeting place to the library meeting room. So moved.
Second.
First and second, all favor say aye.
Aye.
Okay. The next thing on the agenda is talking about real estate. We have some real estate that is they have their person before, head manager, talk about reference having a real estate agent. What is some of this? What one of them?
Sure. So not exactly my idea or recommendation, but there was some discussion about it, and the board, you all weighed in a little bit about it last meeting, and I was just letting our attorney know that we were gonna I let him know that we're about to discuss it right now. So he was going to either come back or try to join in to be a part of that conversation. But as you all know, some of the properties didn't sell. We were expecting someone to submit an offer on the property down on Cameron Farm Road. To my knowledge, we have not received that yet. So again, there was just some discussion about us hiring a real estate, you know, a broker, which was his does with the sale of those properties and advertising for that. So you all can discuss whether or not you all see that as something beneficial.
Okay. Do you want us to get back on the 18th meeting and have a decision by then?
That's fine.
Okay. We do that. Well, have that thought process. Anybody got anything else?
I have a few things.
Well, I'm just saying that
I
would like to look at the properties that didn't sell and see how much money we would offer to them, okay, for them, and maybe bring that back to the commissioner and say, hey, such and such property was $40,000, but we were asking $80,000. And we want to take the $40,000, just get it out of the way, okay? These are some of the things that we can look at and see what we want to do. And I think it's important that we do that because we might be able to move them a lot quicker. And the ones that we want to put on the market, but you got two different types of property. You're going to have something similar to residential, and then you got commercial property. We got commercial property and commercial real estate. Okay? and go to the left. They got the contact with the people who look at these kind of properties where they real estate agent that deals mainly in residential does not have this type of contact. So
we have a picture of that. We do pretty bad. Behind the ODSS, which I would love to see it, but we had commercial property. But the reason we held off is because we had an agreement with the old company that we could move on until that was passed. Right. They didn't pass. It is now passed.
That's right.
We can now do whatever we want to do. I need to see them put off a month. What was the decision?
Well, I guess my point is we got some that missed the bid, okay, and the people still out there and they wanted to pay 40, so they. That's something we need to look at,
right.
Okay? And we can get it moved if legal allows us to do this. We have what this now.
There is a local restauranter that is interested in the old food bank building.
Right, that's right. Yeah. And he called me about it. He really wanted that.
Well, they want. Okay. They should call Jody and get a hold of Jody.
Okay.
And have a conversation with Jody, and then Jody can bring it to the board. And this is what I'm talking about. I'd like to sit down and look at this stuff, and then we'll turn and get it to the board, and everybody looking at that say, hey, these are things we've got.
I think it's simple. We will now get Jody to start working on that so that we can make some decisions about whether to wait for them.
Okay.
Yeah. Because there was interest in the old DSS, but if we tore down the building, well, that might. I mean, let's make some decisions so we can move this up if we want to. But if this is remade, let's just get let's do
so about that property. Because one of those buildings, it still looks like it needs to be moved. I don't think y'all want to tear down. Isn't that correct?
There's three buildings.
One is
that EMS storage.
EMS building. But the other two, see, the EMS building is on the corner of that.
It's the gym, the old gym.
Yeah. The other two places really was, I said, to develop. Because that whole corner next to existing housing, we could fence off a little place there for it, you know, we have on the end. But you'd be adding almost another acre and a half to that problem.
But any commissioner wants to get with Joe and look at these problems, get themselves brought back up to speed. I do, okay, as far as what was offered, what we were asking, and this, that, and the other, and then come back and let's get the same one telling you what's done. There may be 4 or 5 weeks of property.
Yeah,
and then we pick up $30,000-$40,000 on, and, you know, figure up 150 cents. That just by going to whoever did the highest.
The corner won't do.
That's right. That's it.
The $6,000 for the moving forward with Chronicle Heritage, I really need that signature.
Okay.
And the money. I don't think we made it, but the cut for the Land and Water Conservation Fund grant was $500. We already have the accessibility parks grant. And then, so I'm going to have to reapply for that money. But regardless, we just still need the stuff.
What people need to do is that as well. We're going to be getting that out of the economic.
Yep, we can go ahead and do that. Yep.
Okay. So I'll get you to sign this before the end of the day. Insurance, I talked to your risk. Folks last week, the risk group, and of course your county properties are under insurance liability law, but structures. So somebody needs to add the structure, the pavilion, restrooms to the policy.
You can email, send that to David and we'll order it.
Okay, Colorado Waterfront, Marty Portugal. UNC School of Government, this is, got a copy of this. There are two webinar sessions, February 27th and 29th. I think the operative sentence here is College graduates in high impact positions in local governments across the state work on transformative community projects. So if you see where you may be able to utilize a fellow, I have Campbell Andrews plan as a possibility, but they may not be project focused. They may be government service focused. I'm not sure.
How long does one stay?
I'm not sure. This just came out and.
How long does it stay?
I've signed up for the February 27th webinar. So I can get back to everybody. I have all kinds of hotel study, utility study, website development, but those are projects. They're not government service. Okay, reported on the BRIC grant. This is a question for reimbursement. If it's not possible, then I will go ahead and just take back my reservation. I had emailed you all last week or so about me attending the World Center session. It's an annual session. It's $250. It's early bird price. And then the North Carolina Main Street Conference in Goldsboro, and that ticket is $225. And this is information that I'm going to be coming back with and giving to all of our municipalities. So is there any possibility? I registered as Bertie County.
She's wanting to know if she can be reimbursed the money she's going to spend for going to these two functions. I personally, I'm issue with that. We're getting money as a...
The World Center, that two-day thing in Raleigh? Well... I would put this out there if I want to spend it. I'm registered. We're only going to stay home and let her go. That's not if we don't have money. I mean, I wanted to go, but she can get more out of it than I could. She knows the talk.
I would register it also, and I'll back up and let her go. She can bring back a lot more information.
Great. Let me see if I can pull my information.
Okay, pull it.
You can keep it.
This is the rule, so.
You're good on that.
Okay. And that's it. And then at some point, hopefully before June 30th, we'll talk about the contract.
Just don't make no claims.
Yeah. All right. Other items, we already talked about that, the real estate. Okay. If there's nothing else, I'll get into the journal. I was telling Mike White, it's not 7 o'clock, it's 2 o'clock. We're actually 3 to 5 minutes early. I'm sorry.
Go ahead. You make, let's see. I know we always have them now. You know, but we got to understand, and if we don't roll our steps out to get bigger and better, we're not going to do it. We got a key department that's not staffed. We need to pay more to get it. Look at what we did. Remember how we talked about Steinberg? Oh, we're going to pay Steinberg. It's too much money. We made the right decision. What happened? We got a $10 million grant because we got to get those hearings. So we got to invest. Economic development, we need this person the young lady to help us do this site to develop. We need to spend that $3,000 a month. Yeah, we need to do that because we need to grow. And I'm going to say once again, we have a source of money just to, I don't know all the ins and outs of what it, I just know we cannot borrow money, but I see no restrictions on what I have read about our spending, right? We can invest it. Let's talk to legal, have a conversation. They're the ones who negotiated this thing many years ago. If there are no constraints on it, technically, one, technically, it's the county's. This is an accounting. Should it be, and what is the benefit of us to be spending it? This, right? It's tear down buildings or it's put down deposits or something. Let's use that money.
Okay. Yeah, as long as we can.
But it's what he says. Okay, it's Blizzard and Virtue. Yeah.
Right.
Now it's important. So let me help.
Oh, so well, it's actually Virtue, but as we spend, I'm money on the way.
And most of the money allows. I know we don't. I can see it now is that there's any grants out there that you run across, you know, just go in and tag into them so they can bring them back to Virginia election year. Only they got in the
past. Yeah, so the only comment I have in response to you, Ron, is that I agree we have to invest, but we cannot keep doing it spur of the moment. That's my problem, is that we're doing reactive stuff instead of proactive, which is why the strategic plan, we're moving in the right direction. Because now we're saying, let's put the dollars here instead of, oh, we got 36,000, let's spend it, let's go. And that's my only issue with what we currently
do. Michael, that's the reason, with all due respect, that I said we needed the tax increase last year. So we weren't on the razor edge thin line as far as what we could spend and what we could spend. Because, as you said, it's going to a good cost.
Yeah, well, we can agree or disagree on that too, because we need to learn how to manage our money before we just raise
the tax. But we need to invest it in what we're doing, okay? And we ain't getting the money according to county management. Sir.
Question. Is it possible, so we have OBR funds still out there, correct? Is it possible to use OBR funds towards consulting? As far as bringing in,
and they got their own money, man.
So you can't get to bring in a mental health or some kind of facility.
I mean, well, yeah, if it's related to that, but not necessarily for just something totally not related to opioid, something combating opioid.
Right, I understand what you said, but that was my key question is you have somebody with the resources to bring in. Companies, business opportunity. We have opioid funds. What's wrong with using a consultant to bring in a mental health or whatever else they can put us into?
Talk to you and say one of the things that's been floating around in trillions, right?
Okay. Uh-huh.
If we've got all that here, we've got coal in here, we've got power in here, that's one equation. None of that won't happen. They have behavior that. Right?
Mm-hmm.
So, couldn't we use those existing facilities to somehow bring behavioral health services to our constituents? Already there, budgets, land's gonna be there, O-Range gonna be there, rural health's gonna be there. Why are we doing it?
Yeah, that's a conversation to have with them. This conversation now.
Yeah.
Okay. I'll make a motion to adjourn.
Second.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.